Joe Biden compares Trump to George Wallace, who was shot while campaigning. By Joel B. Polak on July 18, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden told a gathering of black leaders in Los Angeles on Thursday that President Donald Trump reminded him of segregationist George Wallace's presidential campaign in 1968. Wallace, a Democrat, was later shot in an attempted assassination during the Democratic Party presidential primary race in 1972. Biden joined fellow Democrats in criticizing President Trump for a chant, "Send her back," that some supporters used Wednesday evening as he criticized Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, for her anti-Semitic rhetoric. Biden, talking to black community leaders in Los Angeles, "It was despicable to stand and attack those four women the way Trump did." Biden compares the "Send Them Back" chants to George Wallace's segregationist campaign for president in 1968. pic.twitter.com/wallacemiss7. Matt Pearce, at Matt Pearce, July 18, 2019. Many, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, one of Omar's three colleagues in the left-wing Democrat squad, said that Trump's rhetoric could lead to violence. Trump told reporters Thursday that he did not approve of the chant and would stop it if he heard it again at future rallies. Biden added that he disapproved of Trump's rhetoric, "What presidents say matter, sick. Our children are listening to this stuff," Biden says of Trump. "What presidents say matter." pic.twitter.com/xrctnfmpo1. Matt Pearce, at Matt Pearce, July 18, 2019. Biden himself has faced criticism for his past praise of segregationists, as well as racially charged statements. In 2012, during his re-election campaign with President Barack Obama, he told a largely black audience that Republican nominee Mitt Romney would put y'all back in chains. Moreover, Biden had once boasted of his connections with Wallace, claiming to have received an award from Wallace in 1973. Campaigning in Alabama in April, Biden talked of his sympathy for the South, bragged of an award he had received from George Wallace in 1973 and said, "We, Delawareans, were on the South side in the Civil War." Philadelphia Inquirer, September 20, 1987. pic.twitter.com/8g7nl2fsor. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, July 18, 2019. Wallace, who died in 1998, had been a Democrat, though he is frequently described, in error, as a Republican. He ran in 1968 on a third-party ticket. Later, in the 1980s, Wallace changed his views on race and won another term as governor, with the support of black voters.